Okay, good evening, YouTube. Welcome to this next episode of FPL Family with me, Lee, and this is Sam. And Sam, we are not only halfway through a game, but we are halfway through a double game week. There's plenty of football still going on right now at Old Trafford. Manchester United currently 2-1 up against Newcastle. Last we saw, let us know in the live chat if there's anything different to that. Bruno with what can only be described as the jammiest of assists. Or did he mean that? Did he mean to just flick it through the defender's legs?
I doubt it.
It would be quite Bruno for him to have flicked that through the defender's legs from there, wouldn't it?
I mean, that touch does take it away from the defender, yeah. And therefore it isn't assist.
Great assist, Bruno.
But does he mean to do that? I don't know.
Absolutely no idea. But of course, that game is still going on, guys. Let us know updates in the chat with what's going on. Penalty Manchester United. What looks like Rashford missing a penalty.
What?
Rashford winning a penalty, sorry. Looks like it could be more points for Bruno. So we'll find out in a second.
Well, I might have got a player that scores over 3 points this week.
Well, do you know what?
Come on, Bruno.
You say that, but given his effective ownership, that could actually hinder your rank.
But my rank cannot get any worse this week.
Given how bad your team has done, which we'll talk about a bit later on.
My bench.
You've had one of them weeks, Sam.
Has outscored my entire team.
It is a goal for Bruno. It's 3-1 at Old Trafford. And presumably that game is over.
That's a goal and an assist for Rashford.
A goal and assist for Bruno. A goal and assist for Rashford. United staking their claim for top four. I doubt if Manchester United and Manchester City are quaking in their boots, though. Pep's machine goes marching on. They win again. And to be honest with you, at the Emirates today, I didn't feel like they really got out of second gear against Arsenal. They kind of coasted through that game.
Arsenal,
I don't know.
It was a weird game because Man City were totally dominant for the whole, well, particularly, I mean, they scored after 70 seconds, but the whole of the first half, it was just City, constant. Arsenal, I thought, put up a little bit of a fight at the beginning of the second half.
Yeah.
But they just couldn't. They just couldn't finish the opportunities that
City
they created.
They never really looked troubled at the back, though, did they? They never there was never a sustained amount of pressure. So to be honest with you, we say it all the time, right? And you know, with what's coming up on the horizon, which of course is going to be a big focus area in this video. So not only are we going to be talking about game week 25 and how that's going, not how it's gone, how it's going, because we still have Southampton and Leeds. Still to go. You'd like it cancelled.
No. We also have the mighty Brighton. Come on, Brighton.
Of course, the Brighton. Forget about the Brighton game.
Don't you dare.
You've got Ben White in your team. You need some
points.
Come on,
White. Honestly, I've never been so excited to watch Brighton play in my whole life. And if Crystal Palace dare turn up, if they dare.
Well, listen, if Ben White, you need a Ben White hat-trick here to salvage something out of your game week.
I need Ben White to get
4 or 5, something like that.
Need him to get 5 goals, a couple of assists. He needs to keep his clean sheet, get all 3 bonus points,
It surely can't be that bad. We'll talk about your team a bit later on. If anything, it's maybe not a bad week to have a bad week. There doesn't seem to be too many players going off, except for, as usual, Bruno Fernandes getting the goal and the assist. So might not be too bad a week.
Before we
to have a bad week,
to the people in the chat. Hello, podcasters. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello. Well remembered. I forget every week. Yes. Welcome if you're listening to us on the podcast. We have quite a few people listen to us on the podcast version.
Yeah.
So I was astounded when I looked at the numbers. I thought, well, that'd be ticking over. I'll just check out. A lot of people listen to the podcast. So everyone that's in and watching us live on YouTube, thank you for tuning in live. Thanks for listening and watching us here over on YouTube. If you are listening to the podcast, welcome. Thank you. We don't say hello and thank you enough to the podcasters. So thank you for that, Sam. Appreciate that. Anything else to discuss? Well, the agenda for the show. That's what we need to discuss. So, game week 25, as it is right now, that is a whistle-stop tour, Sam.
We barely mention it.
At speed, mainly because we've got a lot more from an FPL perspective to talk about in terms of what's coming up. But equally, neither you nor I want to talk about real-life football at all right now. It is absolute rubbish.
Just to caveat at the beginning of this show with, this has probably been the worst weekend of football for us personally
and terrible.
For my FPL team. I can't remember a week where it's gone this badly all over the place.
We will be talking, I'm afraid, about the Liverpool game. I'm afraid we will be talking about the Spurs game. in a bit more
There's
detail.
There's one man
later
I'll talk about when it comes to Spurs. Just the one man.
Well, he done all right, didn't he? Come on, we'll talk just about him man. A bit later on, potentially.
My phone's getting mental. Is there something going on in this game?
Well, I will tell you, the live the live chat is on it, Sam. They are on it. And if there is anything going on in the United game, I'm sure that we will be the first to hear about it. We'll have a whistle-stop tour of what's gone on so far in 25. We will then, of course, be looking at our teams and how we're doing so far this game week. Maybe we'll gloss over that as well quite quickly. But then I want to spend a bit of time talking about double game week 26. Yeah. Unless you guys have been under a rock for the last week or so, you will know that the fixtures got released. And when I say released, I'm going to say it. That was the most epic piece of trolling I have ever seen from FPL. And I know that we are associated with the official Premier League game and we do a lot of work for them, but oh my God, really? 6:31.
Do you think it was a bit funny?
No, I did not. I thought it was horrendous.
I think, as somebody who wasn't wildcarding and as somebody who...
Epic trolling.
...had made my transfers, I actually found it quite entertaining and fun. No. And the thing is, longer in the day...
Not having it.
The longer last week that it went on without having fixtures, you thought... What's going on here?
They are
going
to do...
What's going on here?
You're in your head, you're right. They are going to do that right after deadline.
Yeah.
And they're cheeky MFs.
I was... In my mind, I was expecting it Thursday. I was like, we'll get some fixtures on Thursday because there was no game weeks are finished. Yeah. The previous one's done on Wednesday night. Thursday. Fixtures on Thursday. It's normally about 4 o'clock. Let's keep an eye out on 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock comes. Goes.
Yeah.
And I thought... I'm going to do it on Friday. Maybe it'll be Friday, 4 o'clock. Right, a couple hours before the deadline comes and it goes. And I thought, you cheeky monkeys. You're going to do this.
They've done it with FPL in mind. I'm telling you.
And I thought it was funny in the end.
However, what
I
will say...
I understand why people didn't, but I did.
What I will say, and some of the guys are saying it in the live chat, fair play to our friend Ben Krellin, who basically nailed it and knew exactly when the fixtures were going to come. So if you're following Ben on Twitter, at Ben Krellin, I don't know what his Twitter account is like at the minute, but he must be on ridiculous amount of followers because he absolutely nailed when those fixtures were going to come out. So if you are following at Ben Krellin, BenCrellin on Twitter... you'd have known about all this weeks ago.
And the thing is that I think it's fascinating, isn't it? Because that Spurs and Aston Villa game going in game week 29, which we obviously won't really talk about today because we're going to focus on 26, but that's key. That is a key game changer because that suddenly makes game week 29 playable with a decent side and it suddenly makes free hitting in that week not necessary.
Well, we'll be talking a little bit more detail about our strategies for double game week 26 and what we're going to do in terms of chips, in terms of players in. Is there any teams that you want to be looking at? Is there anybody that you fancy triple captaining in that game week? Is the bench boost a viable option? We will be discussing all of that stuff a bit later on. So when I say a whistle stop tour of 25, Sam, I do mean it.
I'm happy to just
gloss over it.
Happy to just forget 25 ever happened, if you like.
Well, we'll have to talk about it a little bit. There's the Twitter on the left-hand side, at FPL Family, if you want to follow us over there. I've also got, Sam, you'll be pleased to hear, wait a minute, I've got the old Instagram. There it is,
I've
at FPL Family,
that,
over on Instagram. So if you want to go and check us out over on Instagram, just gone over 8,500 followers over there, fair play. We'd love to get to the 10K. You know why we'd love to get to 10K? Because on 10K, you get the swipe up feature. On Instagram. And then you can start linking to stuff. So that'd be great, guys. If all of you guys that have got an Instagram, if you've got an IG account, head over to instagram.com/FPL Family or just search for at FPL Family over on IG. Is that what the kids call it nowadays? IG?
I mean, that's what I call it, so probably not.
And you are down with the kids.
Well,
so
I'm not,
that
no.
Is...
So they probably call it something else. They probably call it the gram or something. They'll call it whatever I don't, but really.
They probably call it the gram or something. Doing it for the gram.
I mean, maybe.
I don't know. We're not mid-30s. We've never done it for the gram, let's be honest. Super chat from Stealth Panda. Thank you, Ken, for the super chat. He's saying, hi, guys. Hope yous are well. We're doing all right, mate. The football could be better, mate. It could be better. You aren't alone, Sam. Only had 3 returns this game week, and it just tops off a bad week after Liverpool. Top 4 is going to be hard. Ken's, I agree with you, mate. We are in
a dogfight.
Yes, he's a Liverpool fan. We're in a dogfight for that top 4 right now.
Top 5? You're not in a top four fight. You're in a top ten fight with us.
Oh, savage. You cut through my heart like a knife. Absolutely shocking.
I put you in the category with us, so, you know, it's not like I threw you to the wolves.
We're not too far out of your category. I agree. Let's have a look and say hello to a few people before this descends into chaos, as usual. I feel like that's what happens when we've had a bad football week. I just want to... I love coming in and just like... I don't... Just get it off my chest.
Do you know what?
Liverpool, Spurs, rubbish.
I feel like I've made an error. When you said to me, Sam, would you like a cup of tea? I should have gone, no, I won't.
You've got the Spurs shirt, the Spurs mug. You are representing tonight.
I've got my Spurs jumper. Spurs jumper. I've got my earrings on.
Despite what went on today, you are representing.
But I should have had a taboo, shouldn't I? You should. That is what should have happened tonight. After the weekend we've had, I should have just come on here with a taboo and just thought, never mind, let's just drink.
Well, here we go. Let's say hello to a few people. Bossman 525, who I mentioned before, he's in. How are we doing? B is in, and we will be doing a Manager of the Month update a bit later on, where a certain B will be featuring, I think. She says, Sam, by the way, lol, it is the gram. It is that B would know. She is down with the kids, as far as I'm aware.
Well, I've got a Zoom meeting with B on Friday.
Right. And so you'll be able to find out if she's down with the kids.
I'll find out if she's down with the kids on the gram. Excellent. And if she is, I'll get to give you some lessons about being down with the kids.
Excellent. I would love some lessons from B about being down with those kiddies. I really would. Casey Skinner is in.
This is such a weird conversation.
It is weird. Liverpool and Spurs have lost. We've descended into we don't care territory about football anymore.
Casey's
in. Hey Casey. Liam Healy is here. Evening, Lynn Sam. Evening, Lynn. How are you, mate?
It's Liam's fault, isn't
how
it?
How did Bristol City get on this week, mate? I hope they did better than last week.
I believe
was a bit of a shocker.
I believe, and I might, Liam, apologise if I've got the wrong Liam here, but I believe it's Liam's fault that Harry Kane didn't score today.
Oh, it's no one else but Liam. It is Liam's fault.
Well, Liam said in the Slack earlier that every time he owns a Spurs player, they don't return, and he brought in Harry Kane this week.
Oof, he is the curse. Liam is the Spurs curse.
I'm going to insist that he sells him ahead of next week.
There it is. Eddie Casey is in. Hey, Eddie, how are we doing? Sonny Forsberg, one of our other patrons. Very nice to see you, Sonny. FPL Tips, Harry is here and moderating. Hey, Tips, how are we doing, mate? How are we doing? Scott Schrager is here. He's in. The OG, Scott Schrager. Emma is in. Emma 249. How are we doing, Emma? Duncan Crawford. All the patrons are in tonight.
They know I've had
love
a bad week.
Love the bloody patrons.
They've come to send me some love. That's why.
Aaron Chen, also
all
in.
All the way from Australia. He's up. Crack of dawn.
It must be early where Aaron is.
He's up for United, isn't he? Don't flatter yourself that he's woken up especially for you.
He's not stayed up for this, is he?
He's watching United, surely. He's thought, I know, I'll go and entertain those.
Yeah, she says, it's been a while since I got to join a live stream. So Aaron Chen, special shout out all the way from Australia. Hope you're doing well, mate. Former Manager of the Month champion, no less, Aaron Chen. Former champ. Mikus Pauls is in. Joe O is in. Let's see, Domster's FPL, how are we doing? I Am Nahorn is in. He just says Son or Barnes. Well, question marks potentially now over the Spurs players ahead of this double game week. But some doors opened at the King Power Stadium. Honestly, Leicester looked very good again today without, I don't think, really putting their foot on the gas in that second half against Villa today. Dylan Williams is here. How are you doing, Dylan? We've got Matt Henley, we've got Azzy, and we've got Sebastian. We've got a whole host of you in this evening. So thank you guys, and a lot of our patrons in tonight. So patrons, we love you. Thank you very much for joining us here tonight on FPL Family. Sam, let's get into these games. Sharpish. This is going to be a whistle stop tour if ever I saw one. And do you know what? I haven't even got the window open. So
brilliant. That means we don't have to talk about it.
So I haven't even got the window open. Here we go. FPL. We need to... Oh, goodness me. I've got to sign in now with... Oh, I've got to enter your password. This could go horribly wrong, guys.
What are you doing? Are you signing in as me?
Yeah. Well,
why?
I should have set all this up, but I was too busy, Sam.
Are you showing everyone my...
Making your
key. Showing everyone my password?
It's just that it blanks out, isn't it? To be honest, if somebody got in to sabotage your team this week, it'd be doing it a favour.
Look at the state.
To be honest.
Oh, hello. They have got...
They've got a little bit better. Fernandez has got 9.
It's got a little bit better.
It's improved slightly. Right. Whistle stop tour. Here we go. Let's start with Wolves versus Leeds, because a lot of us have
Leeds treble
in this double game week for Leeds. How on earth did they lose that game 1-0? Because as a Rafinha owner, I feel particularly aggrieved in that game.
Why? He got 2 bonus points.
I know, but he should have got a 20-pointer. What? He was so creative. His corners were really good. He was assisting, well, potential assists left, right and centre. I actually noticed on the Fantasy Football Scout members area, and if you're not a member of FF Scout, affiliate links and stuff in the description below, go check it out. He created the most chances of the game week by a whole 2 clear chances, 6 chances created, as well as crosses in the box. All of his underlying stats were fantastic, except for the assists and the goals. So I don't know what his XA was, expected A was from that game, but let me tell you, I bet it was high. And as a Rafinha owner, I'm disappointed with the 4. Thoughts on the game?
It surprised me, to be honest, this game. I wasn't expecting Wolves to do as well as they did. Whilst Rafinha was creative, there wasn't really any major threats on the Wolves goal. I know Bamford had one ruled out for offside, but otherwise, that was the only real opportunity, in my view, that I thought that Leeds properly created. So they created enough opportunities, but they were never golden ones. They were never ones that you really thought were going to punish Wolves.
God, I don't know what game you were watching, but I saw plenty of headers from Stroik, from Did Cooper. You
see? Yeah, but none of them threatening at the end. So Rafinha's putting in the right stuff, but it's the rest of them just weren't finishing it.
Well, crossing again, Rafinha top for the game week so far with, it looks like that's, I think the graphics is 13 there. Second is Trent, but Rafinha out there on his own there. So top for crosses, top for chances created.
He was
a menace, I thought, Rafinha, in that game. And if it wasn't for his teammates not finishing off the chances he created, could have had a big hole. Now, going into, obviously, the game on Tuesday, isn't it, against Southampton. Again, I feel like, as a Rafinha captainer, I mean, you captain Bamford.
Yeah.
I felt like I deserved something a bit out of that Wolves game, because now going into the Southampton game, if Bamford bags a couple, it's going to smash my rank, it's going to obliterate my game week, and all of that Wolves game will have been forgotten, and that sort of the braver pick of the Rafinha captain will have all been forgotten because he's effectively blank despite the two bonus points. But as a Bamford captainer, how are you feeling about that Saints game? Because Saints didn't look too bad against Chelsea. They looked as if they'd sort of got their act together a bit.
I mean, to be honest, I, as a McCarthy owner, I'm hoping for a 0-0 because Bamford's so highly owned that it really won't make any difference to me what Bamford does. If he gets a hat-trick, it won't help me greatly. It'll just cover me because that's unfortunately how it works, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
So in my mind, if they draw 0-0, McCarthy and Dallas both get a clean sheet, I'll be all right with that.
You take it.
I think, I agree with what you've just said. I think, you know, Rafinha, I don't think he's going to stop being creative overnight. I think he'll be just as creative in this game against Southampton. But I do think that Leeds need to just be a bit more
clinical in front of goal.
Yeah, they had all the opportunities given to them, but the rest of his teammates just weren't.
Yeah.
They weren't there firing at the death, and that's frustrating, I think.
Well, just to back up my point from earlier, third for XG underachievers this week is Cooper. Leeds is Cooper at the back with an XG of 0.71. Of course, didn't get the goal, but obviously with an XG score of that, that suggests that we should have expected him to score. And that just goes to show you, he was on the end. He was the target man for most of Rafinha's crosses from corners, and his crosses were of good quality. Just weren't finished off. It was frustrating. Have Wolves turned a corner now, or are we still avoiding them for the time being?
I think we're still avoiding them for the time being.
The double for them is Newcastle away, Man City away. So, not the best.
Newcastle have proved tonight that they can score goals. St Max, you know, doing what St Max we know can do. I don't think, you know, the reality is that we're gonna see these teams at the bottom fighting for everything that they've got. They're going to have to, because this is going to be over quickly if these guys at the bottom don't start doing something.
Isn't it? Yeah, I think you've hit on a fair point there, and something that we might discuss on maybe another live stream. But I think in the Slack today on Saturday, some of the guys were talking about the fact that, you know, if the guys at the bottom don't get their act together quickly, relegation is going to be sorted. City are 10 points clear now, whatever their points clear. Might be less than that now. United have won. I don't know. Somebody will correct me, I'm sure. So except for the battle for fourth, which frankly could go any way right now, this league is going to be done, isn't it? And because of that, from about game week 30, 31, maybe 32, we're going to get some weird games, aren't we? We're going to get some weird results where relegated teams are not going to care. City will be rotating the life out of their Premier League team to go and win the Champions League. my fear is, or my fear, not fear, but my feel is, as the guys were saying in the Slack, on the Patreon Slack, was that in a weird and wonderful season, it's only going to get weirder, isn't it? Yeah. It's going to get even harder.
Yeah, and I think for the next, I don't know, three, particularly over this double period, we're going to see teams like Newcastle, West Brom, Sheffield United really have to give these games their all. They really have to, because otherwise they're going to be cut adrift from the teams that are starting to perform better above them.
Agreed.
So I don't think, you know, you look at that double game week for Wolves, Newcastle on paper looks like it should be okay for them. Then it's Man City that does not like it look like it's going to be okay.
No, forget it.
So for me, I won't be investing in Wolves because you just don't know what's going to happen. You're basically investing in them for just that Newcastle game in that double, and who knows?
And of course, if you are playing the strategy that we, I think, both are, which is we're going to use our transfers between now and game week 29 to just muddle a team together, frankly, for 29 and then wildcard out of it in 30, you ain't bringing in Wolves because Wolves don't have the fixture there.
No, correct. That was my strategy. But actually, that now Villa and Spurs game in 29 means I already have 10 players for game week 29.
Okay. That's looking right.
So actually, I might want to get out of the Spurs bed that I'm in, but we'll find out, won't we, in the next couple of weeks. But I'm not kind of feeling like I have to absolutely get out of trouble. I think it's 10, it might be 9. I'm not feeling like I'm going to need a wild card in 30 to get out of trouble, but I might need it for the fixture change in 31, or even more importantly, I might need it when the season's done and we've got 8 games to come.
Sure, sure. Okay. Another goal that led a bit of a charm life was the Burnley goal, actually. So if you're a Nick Pope owner, you've got the 8 points. If you're a Lowton owner, I think he got booked, but also picked up
Nick Pope,
some bonus points.
Do you get to have the points anyway, just
because
they feel sorry for you?
Unless you've bench boosted Sam, I'm afraid you don't. But what I can say about Burnley defenders and Nick Pope owners, of which I am one, lucky. It is a lucky clean sheet. I watched that game. It was far from 0-0. There was one off the line from Lowton. I think there was... who's the lad for West Brom up front? Diang, right? Diang, the new lad. Second for XG underachievers this game week. And the reason he was second for XG underachievers is because Pereira was first. So the top two that we would have expected to get FPL points but didn't this game week are the two most attacking West Brom players. That tells you
you're not making me feel
how
better.
Much that Burnley goal led a charmed life this weekend. Trust me, that was a lucky clean sheet
that
Burnley
also,
got there.
And also, you know, the West Brom sending off does make a big difference in that game because they're playing... You know, they're creating those opportunities with 10 men.
Crazy,
so,
right?
You know, in my... And this is one of the things... So one of the reasons why I decided not to play Nick Pope this week... Josh, I also partly blame you. But but the real reason I did it is because... Obviously, I had a double game weeker, so always play the double. But more importantly than that, I look back at West Ham's last 4 games and they'd scored in 3 of their last 4. They have been better going forward.
Sure.
And I genuinely do think that had they not had a player sent off in that game, that would not have ended 0-0.
I think they might have got something from it. I'm sure. I'm absolutely sure. So Burnley 0, West Brom 0. Not much else to talk about from that game other than Burnley perhaps should have got better. West Brom perhaps should have got better. Full-time at Old Trafford, 3-1, according to the live chat. So 3-1, United get another well-fought win against an improving Newcastle side. They impressed me, actually, in the first half. They weren't bad.
No.
Since they got this new lad in from Bournemouth, who's...
Where's he come from?
From Bournemouth. The new lad in from Bournemouth, who's Bruce is now assistant manager. They've started to just work harder, press harder, set traps. They're working better, but not good enough to beat Manchester United today. Another game on Saturday, Southampton 1, Chelsea 1. What are we saying about this game? Tuchel's first big challenge there, really, because Minamino, who took the goal very, very well, by the way. I haven't seen him do anything like that, except maybe the Palace game when he played for Liverpool. He played pretty well. But put Azpilicueta on his backside and just dinked it past the goalkeeper. Fantastic stuff. But Mount got them back in with the penalty. As much as I'd love to hear your thoughts on Chelsea, just a quick word on Southampton, because I thought they were better.
Yeah, I've got to be honest. I sit here as a McCarthy owner, quite disappointed by what happened in this game.
Mm.
Because had it not been for Danny Ings ridiculously giving away a penalty, ridiculous Danny Ings, I don't think they would have conceded. Because they were better defensively. They were an organised unit. McCarthy seemed to be back in control of them, for want of a better word. They got a bit lost at sea over the last few weeks, particularly when you think back to the Manchester United game.
Yeah.
It really affected them. And one of my concerns going into this game was how would they cope without Carl Walker-Peters again? Because I thought they improved last week as well until it all went wrong with the Wolves penalty. It was the same thing last week. And then this, obviously, Carl Walker-Peters got injured again. I thought, were they better for those 70 minutes because he was back? But no, they were better as well today or on Saturday.
And do you think Chelsea are suffering from... Because I actually didn't think Chelsea were that bad. Saints were better, but I thought Chelsea actually played reasonable in that game. They did have chances.
It was
no doubt
a decent
about
game,
it. They did play well. I wonder, though, whether now that Tuchel's had a few weeks to look at them, part of me now thinks, all right, mate, start locking down who's your best 11 and get some consistency in that side. And I wonder whether that inconsistency up to now is contributing to potentially there's... Let's not call it a goal drought, but they are struggling a little bit in front of goal, potentially.
They firmed up
nothing to worry about, I don't think. But
no, I mean, they firmed up defensively, I think. And he's come out and he said, Mendy's my first choice, but I just gave Kepa a game. He seems to be still favouring Alonso over Chilwell, which is fascinating to me. So the defensive line...
Nothing fascinating about it. Alonso suits his system perfectly.
But if you're Chilwell... You are...
Up your game, mate, as far as I'm concerned.
Up your game.
Chelsea bought him for 50 million because it's an Englishman buying an Englishman in an English league. You pay the English premium, right?
Yeah, maybe.
At a time when Chelsea had loads of money, if I'm right, that was the same window where no one was buying anybody because of COVID. Chelsea had just been banned in the previous window, so had a load of money burning a hole in their pocket.
Mm.
So splurged on players like Chilwell for 50 million. Whereas actually, Alonso, under Tuchel... It's a better option. No FPL points I know this week, but I actually fancied him this week. And I've still got my eye on him going forward for sure.
You haven't.
He's getting 4 out of 5 starts now, right?
You make me laugh.
If he can nail down that wing-back slot, we said under Tuchel, I said certainly, all right, Rudiger, yes, and all the centre-halves, there's a bit of consistency there, but they don't really inspire me as much as the wing-backs. Because under Tuchel, you would expect the Chelsea wing-backs, whoever they are, to bomb forward and get points. And he seems like he favours Alonso. You know?
My issue, though, with this is that you're right in what you said earlier. They aren't scoring enough goals. So it's all very well and good having wing-backs that are going to cost you 6 million. But if those wing-backs aren't going to provide you goals or assists on top of clean sheets, what's the point of spending that amount of money on them? Particularly when you could just go with somebody else that's going to... You know, for the last few weeks, I know he didn't today, and this will bring you on to wanting to talk about Spurs, I'm sure, but Creswell has been a lot cheaper, still remains a lot cheaper, and gets regular clean sheets and regular attacking returns. So why take the risk on the Chelsea guys? Until they start scoring goals. Now, the reality is, they have got far too many really, really good attacking players for them to have this goal drought continue. They will score goals. It's just I think they need to settle into a formation that is you are the guys, you go out there and you learn to play together properly. Because at the minute, it is a constant change around, isn't it?
All right. Turning the corner for Saints or no? We still need to see a bit more from them. Certainly, it's something to work on, right? Something to build on.
I thought they were better.
Okay. Yeah. See how they do against
Leeds.
That's
a couple of weeks that I thought they were better now.
Let's see how they do against Leeds. Because away to Leeds is not an easy game.
Game
at all. Let's talk about Liverpool 0, Everton 2 then. Usually at this stage, I'll ask you for your opinion before I give mine. But I need to get it off my chest. It was bad. Really, really bad again from Liverpool. Like, seriously bad. I went into the game and it was the evening kickoff, wasn't it? The 5 o'clock kickoff on the Saturday.
You weren't happy anyway.
I'd had all day to think about it. And building up to the game. And my overriding feeling was, after what happened at Goodison earlier in the season, you've got to be up for this. I remember about 5-10 minutes before kickoff, I said to you, I really want to beat them today. Sorry, Toffees fans. I always want to beat you
as well.
And they want to beat us, of course. But I was like, I really want to beat these today. I'm up for this game. And it just never translated to the pitch. The players just didn't look right. I mean... You got Thiago giving it away in midfield, shock for the first goal. And then it sort of falls and Kabak, Richarlison, it's an intelligent run, but it's not mind-blowing.
No.
But it's a welcome to the Premier League Kabak run, isn't it? Because you're going to have players like Richarlison that can make those intelligent moves.
Yeah, sure.
And he needs to learn that, right? And quickly. And he's only fairly young, Kabak, right? And it's his home debut, etc., etc. But, and then the Henderson injury comes along and you're just like, well... Oh my God, it's like every week there's another injury.
But it's not just a little injury either, it's a big player.
And that is a big player for us to be injured. Now, he tried to play on, he was holding his groin and whatever, so That's bad. That's bad if he's out, because there's three voices on the pitch for Liverpool: Van Dijk, Henderson, and Milner. And if one of those is missing, you can deal with it. If two's missing, that's a problem. But three, if all three of them are not there, forget it. And I'm seriously considering. Well, I'm almost certainly going to sell Robertson ahead of next week, but I'm considering Salah out as well, because the way that this team is playing right now is really, really not good. Ken's with the super chat. Thank you, Ken's. Awful, absolutely awful. The worst possible start. Then we got worse with Hendo being injured. Just walking, they just walked around, which is so frustrating. That was it, mate. That was it. It just didn't seem to be any desire or any, you know, come on, let's go.
No.
And that come on, let's go, that rallying cry was not there because the three voices weren't there. It's those three that do it, right? Then, of course, the penalty happens. Look, I'm bored of talking about VAR. Is it a penalty? No, of course it's not, because Trent's on the floor and the guy falls over his head. It's not a penalty. He goes over to have a look at the screen.
That was an embarrassment.
And he doesn't look at all the angles. He just looks at the one angle where it looks like a pen. If he stays there and looks at the second angle where he realises that it just trips over his head. But no, he was like, oh, I've seen all I need to see. I'm going back. It's a penalty. It's not a penalty, but I'm done with it. So I'm not talking about it. But the performance was bad. Really, really bad from Liverpool. And I don't know where we go from it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, okay. I'll try and bring some positivity, but it's difficult. I actually thought Kabak, I've been relatively impressed by him. I haven't thought that he's played that badly.
He did all right, given we've like, right, get on with it, mate.
Yeah, in the three games in. That I've watched him,
yeah,
now, I thought he's been all right. And I think my issue goes back to the players that should be better on that pitch. So he is new to the club. He's new to the league. You can afford him your mistake here or there while he learns how to read the Premier League pace. But the likes of Thiago, who's been here all year, the likes of Trent and Robbo, who have been here for years, they're the ones that I'm annoyed with. Like, I watch Liverpool and there's no heart in that team at the moment. Mm. That's the thing for me, is that you, even the likes of Salah and Firmino and Mane, who are old hat at this now, like, you would expect that one of them would step up and make their voices heard. They don't. They just continue playing their own little game, and it's disjointed. So they're all doing their own things, but it's not connected with each other. And
but they're not those sort of players.
Like, I know
you can
not.
See, you can see the likes. So Trent is not really a talker.
No, I know.
He's not a shouter.
But equally,
he's not there rallying the troops, right?
No, he isn't. But equally, when you lose all the leaders on the pitch, somebody has to stand up and be a difference, be the difference. And I'm not saying it has to be Trent. But it has to be somebody out there. Somebody out there has to take some responsibility for getting the team across.
So, from an FPL perspective, what would you do with Salah right now? Are you going to keep him?
Yes.
For the double game week?
Yeah, because that double game week, whilst the game against Chelsea isn't easy, of course, because Chelsea are more solid defensively, but they're not scoring a lot of goals either. So, I'll keep Salah for that one because I think that'll be a tight and interesting game. And then it's Sheffield United in the other one. Now, if you cannot score against Sheffield United without Egan for 8 weeks, then you sell Salah after that.
Okay, and presumably not looking to invest anywhere else in Liverpool for the double. Not looking to double up, just going to keep Salah. Okay. Everton, for their part, though, good result. What more can you say? Obviously, I'm disappointed with it, but great result for them. Sigurdsson,
yeah,
with the penalty. Richarlison with the well-taken goal. Calvert-Lewin, I wouldn't say rested. I'd say he's had an injury and they sort of came on for
the... looked all right, though, didn't he, when he came
but
on?
But he sort of looked all right. Wins the penalty. And given that their double game week fixtures are pretty good, it's Southampton at home and West Brom away, I'm wondering whether I might want to add to Dominic Calvert-Lewin.
Interesting.
I'm not sure who, though.
Because I wouldn't want to add anyone defensively to that.
No, maybe not.
Because I think, you know, Southampton have got Danny Ings, you can do Danny Ings things. They've also got Ward-Prowse, who's brilliant on set pieces, could score easily. And West Brom have been much... You've just read out the stats for West Brom and their attacking. They are much better at the moment. They are going through a little phase like Fulham had. Well, Fulham are still currently in. But they're going through that little phase of just upping their game a bit because I think they realise what's about to happen to them if they don't. And their strategy is just to go for it. So do I think that there's clean sheets in that for Everton? I'm not convinced. So I'm not sure I'd want to invest in Dina. It's a lot of money.
James Rodriguez, Richarlison, you're not feeling it. Just happy to just have Calvert-Lewin.
I don't have any.
Oh, you haven't got Dominic Calvert-Lewin, actually, have you?
No.
So some nice fixtures there. Maybe they find a bit of form at Anfield. You're going to go into the double without any Everton?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, just leave it there then. So Liverpool nil, Everton 2. Don't want to talk any more about that. Very quick word on Fulham versus Sheffield United, a game that actually, by the time the Liverpool game had finished, I was like, I can't be bothered with football anymore, full stop, so I didn't watch it. But another reasonable result for Fulham. They're improving.
They are improving.
They're improving. Not going to be easy
for
their game week opponents in 26, which are Crystal Palace and, of course, your team Spurs. So it's not an easy game, that, for Harry Kane and co.
No.
Going away to Fulham. Not easy.
No.
Not easy. We'll talk more about them a bit later on then. In fact, let's do it now. West Ham 2, Spurs 1 then. Let's talk about the game. Listen, the Spurs, I would say, of all of the teams that have got fixtures, double game week 26 fixtures, Spurs look the best on paper. Burnley at home, Fulham away, on paper, looks really good. However, Burnley don't get smashed, do they? They don't get rolled over. I mean, West Brom could have scored a couple of goals this weekend, to be fair, but they don't get smashed. And Fulham, we've just said, they're improving right now. Going away to Fulham is difficult now. How confident are you of captaining Harry Kane next game week? And having Son in your team as well. Double Spurs attack against those two defences.
I think there's a different. There's two different questions there. How confident am I captaining Harry Kane? On the back of today's performance, Harry Kane could have scored 1, 2, 3. He could have had a hat-trick today. He was unlucky with some of the opportunities that just didn't fall quite right for him. So am I confident captaining Harry Kane in that game week? Yes, I am. I think Burnley, their goal led a charmed life this week and it could have been easily got at. Their system isn't great for us in terms of the way we like to play. They will be able to defend, well, they should be able to defend against us, but I'd be confident with him. With regard to Son, though, looked knackered.
He looked well off it today, didn't he?
He was so off of it today. Now, in some ways I understand it because that was our 40th game of the season. So he has played pretty much all of them. He's pretty much not had a rest. But he did come off at half-time in the Europa League. Mourinho pulled him off at half-time, so he didn't play the full 90 minutes. I would have expected a little bit more from him than we got today. Now, again, he was unlucky, hit the post in that ridiculous...
Yeah, that was just a lucky ricochet, though. It wasn't like him creating a chance
or
an effort on goal.
But again, it was one of those... Because we just sat there, hadn't we? Just literally as that was happening, we were talking about Son. And you said something along the lines of, but look, he looks knackered and, you know, do we hold him? And I was like, well, I don't even know anymore because if he's going to play like that, you don't want him. And then that happened and I was like, you know, it's tough. I think for me, going into those 2 weeks, you can't take them out. If you own a Spurs asset going into that game week, you're not going to lose them, particularly if you're in a strategy like we are where we don't have free hits and Spurs play in 29.
Yeah.
So you're not going to take your Spurs assets out. Can you captain Kane, yes. Would I captain Son? No. No, I wouldn't.
I just think that... So Burnley, I think it's been said in the chat here, someone was saying in the chat, something about counter-attacking Burnley. Can't fight. So someone was saying about the fact that Burnley, you can't counter-attack Burnley.
No, you can't. No.
That's not... That is, they are set up perfectly to frustrate you.
They are, yeah.
And then going into the Fulham game, who are improving, going to Craven Cottage, I think that's a... On paper, it looks fine, right? You look at all the fixture difficulty ratings, it's two green fixtures for Spurs. I'm not convinced it is. I think if I was Everton going home to Saints away to West Brom, I think I'd prefer that to the two Spurs fixtures.
But the last 25 minutes of that game, we were great.
Mm.
Dele Alli came on. More importantly, Gareth Bale came on. And Gareth Bale was absolutely... And I know, but he was outstanding today and he was outstanding in the Europa League last week. And I just wonder whether he's finally found his rhythm a bit more, whether he's finally coming into a bit of form. There was talk from Mourinho earlier on in the week after the Europa League game about how he's finally got his fitness up and he's able to keep going through training sessions now rather than having to stop and do something else. The fact that he's able to maintain that now can only bode well. Now, I hope...
He had one off the bar, didn't he? Which was a sensational shot, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Come out to would have been yeah. a Harry Kane assist. And I think, you know, I hope, genuinely I do, that Mourinho plays him, starts him next week against Burnley. Because I think that kind of play against
Burnley.
That is
a terrible game for Bale to play in, isn't it?
No, no, I don't think so. I think that's the sort of game where we... Bale's the sort of player that is all about feeling and emotion now. He wasn't before. When he was with us originally, he wasn't, but he is now. I think all this stuff that happened at Madrid, if he feels like he's in, he'll play well. And I think that's what happened today. So for me... Will I captain Kane next week? Yeah, absolutely, I will.
All right, okay. Super chat from Mark Dorney, who is
Spurs fan.
Hey, Mark. You need one attacker from Spurs if you do not have the free hit minimum. Unfortunately, would not be considering us otherwise. And I think a lot of what Mark is saying is not just because of the good fixtures in 26, at least on paper, but of course Spurs have that game in 29 against Aston Villa as well. Another comment from Gaz. Hey, Gaz, from our patrons. He says the teams that played Thursday look tired. Think those Europa League ties being played in stupid places are causing issues.
Yeah.
I think he's absolutely right about that.
I mean, I agree with that. But equally, this week, we're randomly playing on Wednesday at 5 o'clock.
Bizarre.
And it is at home this time. So actually, by the time we get to our weekend game, it shouldn't be quite as bad, in theory.
Comment from B as well. She said, what are you saying, Lee? Last season, we beat Burnley 5-0. That Sonny goal was his best one yet. Got the Puskás Award. What are you talking about? There we go. So
I was there for that.
West Ham for their part then. Lingard.
Oh, that's made me feel sad, that B.
What?
Because I was there for that game.
For that game, yeah. In the crowd and everything. Sad times. Anyway,
West Ham
for their part in that game. Lingard making the difference up front, giving them something different.
Oh, we're talking about West Ham now. Yeah.
Offering something different to what West Ham have got elsewhere.
Yeah.
Antonio with the goal as well.
Yeah.
Difficult. What are we saying about them? They're looking all right, West Ham. But the fixtures are difficult. They have got only a single game week next week. And it's away at the Etihad.
Yeah.
So you're probably looking to move some of them on if you're trebled up, aren't you, Sam?
Well, you say that. But then right. They play in 29. So it's a catch, isn't it? So I have Suchek, Creswell, Antonio. I really want them for 29.
Mm.
Because they're going to play.
So is your bench going to look very West Hamified?
Looks it at the minute.
Does it? I bet it does. I bet it does. James Ward, thank you for the super chat. Son in for Salah. What are we saying about that? Not based on Son's performance today, I would suggest. But then Salah isn't looking that great either. There must be better options than that. Must be better options. West Ham for their part in this game, though. Antonio again with the goal. Although I do feel like he fizzled out a little bit
last half an hour.
Yeah. And actually, kudos to Mourinho for spotting that, because I think that's why, part of the reason he threw on so many attackers. He just went like all out attack for Spurs.
Because they couldn't get us on the break.
Because every time West Ham looked to get out, it was like, please, Antonio, can you hold this up? Or please, can you make a run to the corner flag so you can give us some respite? And he just couldn't. He just looked knackered, Antonio. And I don't know whether it's because... Well, I think it is. It's the nature of the guy, right? It's the way that the guy, you know, frankly, is built, right? He's going to get tired quickly because he's a big, muscular guy, and he's been injured. He's still trying to find match fitness. It's going to take him some time. Nevertheless, got the goal and still looks an all right pick. He's probably going to get a spot on the bench for me next game week because I only have him from West Ham. So I'm probably going to bench him next week with a view to bringing him back because, as you quite rightly say, probably want him for game week 29.
Yeah, I mean, Antonio is at the same price point now as when I bought him, ish, give or take one, I think. So it isn't the end of the world to sell and then replace and then bring him back again for 29. Like, I've got enough of a team that I don't have to worry about building up too much for 29.
Okay.
So that's doable. But yeah, I mean, I think West Ham still continue to look good. They still continue to look investable. Even Suchet with a bleeding head for most of the game today was still getting up for headers. So
yeah. Nasty collision, that wasn't it? Ndombele, was it, or Sanchez?
It was pretty horrible, but equally carried on. And I thought, yeah, I mean, credit to West Ham today. They, for 65, 70 minutes, they definitely deserved that. Towards the end, I think we deserved to get something out of the game, but you can't get something out of the game unless you take your chances.
All right, Azzy is in. He's saying, where do you guys think West Ham will finish? Can they get top four, West Ham?
No, I think they'll just miss out on top four. I think they'll finish above both of us.
I'm not sure they'll finish above both of us, but they're having a fantastic season. No doubt about it. They are doing very, very well indeed.
I just thought our predictions for this season will be terribly wrong.
Much improved. Speaking of teams that are much improved, Aston Villa, but not to be today because they come up against a very, very good Leicester side. briefly, Grealish's absence. We're hearing some rumours that he's going to be out for the Leeds game at least. Maybe it's a bit longer. I don't know.
There was some weird comments from Smith today, basically saying he was annoyed that somebody in the camp had let slip out that he was out, and therefore Leicester had had time to plan for playing Aston Villa side without him, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Then proceeded to say he'd miss one game and he'd be back. But then all the reports in the press suggest it's at least a month out. So I don't know whether this is just Dean Smith trying to
do mind
take
games.
Some control back of Dean the situation.
Yeah.
Or what. But I thought they missed him today.
Missed him?
Yeah.
Missed him?
Yeah.
They were absolutely nothing like the Aston Villa we're used to. They were lethargic.
But
there was no energy about them.
But last
really
week...
Really missed him.
They weren't that great either against Brighton, who should have beat
true.
Them.
That
so
is true.
I wonder
if it weren't for a Martinez masterclass, they'd have lost to Brighton.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I wonder actually whether last week's result sort of masked it, because everyone spoke about how brilliant Martinez was. And what we never really talked about was what happened to the rest of the Aston Villa side. Now today, they got embarrassed by Leicester for the first...
They have a pretty thin squad, Villa. They haven't been resting and rotating throughout the season.
No.
Is that catching up with them?
Well, maybe. And we are coming to the stage where they've got a lot of games. And from an FPL point of view, that means you want to buy in because you want the doubles and all of that good stuff. And you want them in 29 now because they play then.
Well, they're a target team right now.
Absolutely
no doubt.
They are. But how far do you want to invest in Villa without Grealish? So my plan for this week was to look at making a keeper change to bring in Martinez, because I still don't own any Aston Villa players. But then I watched them today and thought, I don't know, like, how do I... And then I thought, well, maybe I'll do Antonio to Watkins, because... And then I'm still covering the 29 pick by doing that.
But I must admit, I watched this game, and one of the reasons I wanted to watch this game today was because I wanted to scout who I wanted from each of these sides. They've both got reasonable double game week 26 fixtures. As we mentioned before, Aston Villa have got Leeds away, Sheffield United away, and then, of course, the Spurs game in 29, if that's part of your strategy. And then, of course, Leicester going to Arsenal at home, Burnley away, and then they come out of that in game week 27 with Brighton, and then 28 they play Sheffield United. So the fixtures look pretty good for Leicester over the next sort of three game weeks before that blank in 29. And I'm looking at them and I'm thinking, yes, they look really good. They've got Madison firing, Barnes is absolutely flying right now, Vardy back on form, and then Madison gets the knock in that game. And I wonder whether that just affected... I don't know whether it affected them a lot in this game, although I think it did a bit. It did a bit. And when he was not available towards the beginning of the season, it did affect their creativity. It affects their balance and it affects their dynamic in the middle of the park. They have to go a bit more direct without him.
Makes Vardy more or less effective, right?
Possibly. Yeah, possibly. So I just want to keep my eye on that, because all the way through that game, I was watching Madison. He's got the goal. I'm thinking, this guy's amazing. I'm like, how can I get him in my team? And then he went off. And what was interesting was I didn't immediately go, oh, I'll get Barnes then. Because in my head, I was like, oh, no, Madison, how does that affect them? Do they become less of an option all round? I don't know.
Yeah, it's almost a shame, isn't it, that the double is coming, that this has happened just ahead of the double. Because if this had happened last week, we'd have had this week to watch them, how they played without him. Or indeed, he might be back. We don't
know
yet.
Barnes was great, though. Barnes could be great value for next week.
No doubt.
Really, really bang on form.
No doubt. Absolutely.
Is he in the England conversation, Harvey Barnes?
I think if he's not, he should be.
There's a lot of competition for his place, I would suggest. But I think he's in the conversation. Gareth Southgate was at the game today.
The thing is, I think, you know, we've been... Oh, this is a tangent, but we've been to a lot of competitions with England where we've taken these big, big star names or people that, you know, have played really... Or historically, you know, are there because of their history. And it never quite happens. Maybe this is the year where we go, do you know what? You've played brilliantly. You deserve a call-up and we're going to play you and see what happens.
Well, the live chat is split. Ash Brown says, yes, he is in the England conversation. FIFA M says, he ain't good enough. Well, there we go.
And that is both sides of the coin.
You guys seem to be split. But I am looking... I am definitely looking and considering Leicester for game week 26. Haven't had enough of a look at them. And then I looked at them today and I just thought, yeah, you've gone to Aston Villa. Villa, very good side. All right, no Jack Grealish, but surely that doesn't make them just rubbish overnight. I think they missed Matty Cash as well. I think in the same way that Walker Peters upsets the Saints' balance, I think Matty Cash not being there really upset the Aston Villa. I think he's out for a few weeks.
Right.
And El Mohammadi that come in and played in his position? Don't fancy him. He went walkabout a couple of times. He likes to get forward but not track back sometimes. Potentially out of position for the first goal as well. Not the balance isn't as good without Matty Cash at the back. No doubt.
And the thing is that their back line had been so consistent together. Yes. A bit like Liverpool last year. That they knew, they trusted each other so much and they knew exactly where everyone was going to be. So when that disappeared today, it did notice. But even Tyrone Mings was unlucky towards the end of the game not to get an equaliser.
Okay. Harvey Barnes, by the way, second for chances created only after the aforementioned Rafinha, whose teammates couldn't finish their dinner. But Barnes second with Son and William Jose on four. Son created four chances today. Four chances created by Son.
Did he?
Don't remember any of those, to be honest with you. Let's have a quick chat because I said we were going to speed through 25 and we haven't. Arsenal 0, Man City 1. We spoke about it a little bit at the top of the show about how the Man City juggernaut just carries on. You still aren't on three Man City.
No.
And I can't get my head around it. Why not? They're just winning every single week. You've got to be thinking of Sterling now. You've got to be thinking of
what?
Doubling up at the back. Are you not? Still happy with just the two?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's move on.
Yeah, because in reality, I think you've hit the nail on the head with what you said earlier. That Man City are going to win the league probably in...
At a canter.
Yeah. I don't know. 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
West Ham and Wolves at home. Followed by another double game week. Manchester United and Southampton at home. Back-to-back double game weeks.
Four home games.
Yeah. And then in 28, they go to Fulham. So why on earth would you not have three Man City?
Who's rotation proof when they win the league?
Who cares? Just get them in.
Would you not... No, because that's not the point, isn't it? Like, I think this is a serious point, though. I'm not being facetious when I say this, but in owning Gundogan and Diaz, I'm fairly safe from rotation. They play, if they're fit and available, they will play most weeks. For the others, there is a good chance of rotation amongst them. You've got the John Stones and Laporte thing. You've got Cancelo, who just likes to give a rest to randomly every now and then. You've got so many. Foden, we saw miss out today. We could easily be Mahrez next time. Could be Sterling next time. We saw KDB is now back. So, of course, that adds another into it. You can't pick Jesus because there's Torres. Aguero was back today. At some stage in the next couple of weeks, the league is won. And as soon as that happens, he will focus on the League Cup final, the FA Cup that he's still in, and the Champions League. And at that stage, you get rotation galore. I don't want to be a part of that any more than I have to be.
Okay. All right. I'm afraid you're already in it. You've got Gundogan and Diaz, who will get rotated at some stage. So just add another one. Buy another ticket.
I'm not interested in buying any more tickets.
All right.
I'm already invested enough.
Let's have a super chat from Gurav. Thank you, Gurav, for the super chat. There's a lot to consider in the super chat, Sam. A lot to consider. Option A, Kane in for Ings and triple captain. I know you're going to like the sound of that. Or B, Foster and Mitchell to Areola and Reguilón. For a -4, Foster and Mitchell to Areola and Reguilón, and then bench boost.
My honest opinion is that he brought Reguilón back too soon today.
You think so?
He said he might be available for Wolfsburg, but be next weekend. And then he threw him in today and he didn't make the whole match. I don't think he's quite ready. I don't know if he'll get both games in the double, is what I'm saying, because we've also got a Europa League Cup tie to play on Wednesday night. Okay. So I would go Kane.
All right, so the Kane in for Ings and use the triple captain would be your strategy of choice there for Gurav. I like it. Okay, I like it. Arsenal, for their part, I go back to the comment that was made by Gaz earlier. I do think they were suffering from it from the European trial and tribulations, Arsenal. To be honest with you. Sorry, what am I talking about? Arsenal.
What are we talking about?
I'm talking about Arsenal and the way that they attacked Man City or not today. They looked fatigued.
They did look tired, do you think? Yeah, they did look tired. They had plenty of the ball and they looked a bit better for first half an hour of the second half.
Mm.
But never really came to anything.
No. They didn't really go after the game much
not
today.
Really.
They seemed kind of happy, not happy, but just seeing out the 1-0, they just never really put the goal under threat.
I expected a bit more from Arsenal today. I expected them to give it a bit more of a go than they did.
Yeah, okay, well, let's move on. Not much to say about Manchester United 3, Newcastle 1, because we haven't watched the game. So there we go, Sam. We've got two more fixtures to go. You've got Ben White to play in tomorrow's game, and then we've got, obviously, Leeds and our Southampton assets to play on Tuesday in the second of their double game week. Let's have a look Let's go back to the OBS 1 second.
We're going to look at our teams.
Let's have a look at our teams for this week. So I'm going to talk about your team.
This week? Oh, Christ.
This is your team for this week, and it is not a particularly good-looking game week, to be honest with you. Of course, like I say, these screenshots were taken at half-time during the Manchester United game because I was setting up the live stream. So, of course, you're going to be on more than 19 now with Fernandez
32
as
now.
Well. So you're on 32, which is potentially looking a little bit healthier.
Not really.
But talk us through your game week. It was a difficult one, right?
Yeah, I mean, this week I very, very nearly bench boosted. Up until about 20 past six, I was still debating it. And I was, the flag on Antonio and the flag on Gundogan, I just was a little bit afraid of. Because both of Pep and Moyes said the previous week that they were probably ready. And then they weren't. So I was a bit annoyed. I was a bit kind of like, So I just thought, do you know what? If in doubt, don't play it. Actually, the reality is, with 22 points on the bench, I should have played it.
Yeah.
But we are where we are. I think it just couldn't have gone any worse than it did, really. But equally, I look at that team. They look all right for next week. They look fine for 29. There's plenty of opportunities in there to make some small tweaks that will be good for the future game weeks. And I think that there was a lot of unlucky things. Kane should have scored today. Son should have got something probably today. Bamford scored and it was ruled for offside. There was a lot of ifs and buts about that team. Okay. So I'm not, I mean, I'm annoyed because it's cost me 30k in rank. But to be honest, when I started looking at, when I first looked at my team and I thought, I looked at them and I thought, this is going to have cost me 100k easily because everyone around me is going to have done so much better. But actually what you said was right. It was a good week to have a bad week and to get, I feel like...
It's not catastrophic.
I feel
it's
like...
not I'm, great, but it's not catastrophic.
No, but I feel like I've got away with one at the minute going down 30k. So we'll take it, we'll build on it. Ben White's going to get 70 points tomorrow. And then it'll all be fine.
Love it. So there we go. Ben White with the double hat trick tomorrow is going to save your bacon. Let's have a look at your team then for double game week 26. So this is your first draft that you sent me earlier today.
This is my team as is.
This
currently.
Is your team as it is. So we've spoken a lot on the live stream about, as we've gone through the games, which players we might be picking, some of our thoughts and strategies, etc. But right now, this is your team.
Yeah.
And you have the triple captain. Active or considering?
No, it's not active yet.
Considering the triple captain on Harry Kane for next week.
It's active on that picture just because that's what I'm thinking I'm going to do at the
moment.
Right,
okay.
Yeah, so my current thoughts are this. I have one free transfer going into this week. But I have, obviously, a number of players that I'm quite happy with. So I've got Pope, who I'm not thrilled about his double game week with Spurs and Leicester.
Yeah.
It's not the best double game week ever in the world. But equally, can he get some save points in those games? Yes,
could
absolutely
do.
He
yeah,
could. So I probably just hold him, to be honest. Luke Shaw, I'm happy to play more because of the Crystal Palace game than because of the Chelsea game, but that's fine. Obviously, Diaz and Gundogan just speak for themselves. Salah, Son and Fernandes, I'm not selling any of them ahead of the doubles that they have, and the same with Kane. So it leaves me with a couple of single game weekers out there, three of them. Ben White, who's playing West Brom.
Okay.
Dallas, who's got Aston Villa, and then obviously Bamford, who's got Villa too. So my current thinking...
And then your three West Ham... There's that West Ham bench we were talking about before, yeah.
My triumph of West Ham's.
So this is why your team is so well set up for blank 29 already.
Well, I've been building for that.
It's because you've got the three West Ham, you've got the Leeds, you've got the Brighton, you've got a couple of Spurs. So even though we've got a couple of weeks to go, you're already set. You're okay.
I've been planning for 29 for quite a long time because I've been worried about it.
Do you think you've planned too early for 29?
No, not really. Because the reality is I was never planning to bench boost this week. It was always going to be my triple captain week. So I never had to worry about getting 15 doublers. Because I think if you're bench boosting this week, then it would be too early to plan for 29. Because obviously it's totally different sides pretty much, with the exception of Spurs and Aston Villa. But I look at this team and I think, right, what will I use my free transfer? Probably. What will I do? I'll probably go Antonio to Ollie Watkins.
Okay.
Because Aston Villa have some relatively nice fixtures this week and they play in 29 as well. So it means I don't have to make a change back necessarily. I've replaced a 29 player with a 29 player.
Okay.
And that will mean that I will then be able to probably bench one of White or Dallas ahead of that week. Now, the reality is, if I'm going to play Watkins, I'll probably bench Dallas because Watkins is going to play against him. And Dallas, if depending on Calvin Phillips, if Calvin Phillips is still not back, Dallas sits further back and isn't so attacking.
Sure.
So
okay.
I don't want him so much. That will leave me then with 9 double game weekers and a triple captain active.
I don't think Harry Kane is a bad triple captain option at all. I think he's a very, very good triple captain option. And if you want to do it, I absolutely back you. I think it's great. But I think Fernandes is a better triple captain option than Harry Kane. I honestly do.
I think Fernandes is a good triple captain option as well. I think there's a few out there this week.
I think Gundogan is.
I think Gundogan is too. However, in my 13 years of playing FPL, I have never triple captained a Spurs player.
Now's not the time.
Now's the time.
It really isn't.
It is.
You want a triple captain Bale, do something like that.
I'd like to bring in Bale, but now is the time.
I think 26, for any of you guys thinking of playing the triple captain chip in double game week 26, and if you are, get in the comments below, get in the live chat. I'd love to hear who you think is the best triple captain option for double game week 26. Not who you've got, who you think is the best option. Because I don't think Kane, I'm not even sure he's in the top three.
See, I think if we'd have sat, so today, had Kane scored one of those opportunities he had and had Bale finished that opportunity where Kane assisted, and we were talking about Kane on the back of a goal and an assist in game week 25, I'm pretty sure your response then would have been different. And I think there was enough opportunities in that game against West Ham, and we've seen enough from Kane over the course of the whole season to know that anything good that Spurs do comes through him.
I think you've got if Kane is in there, I was going to say the top three options, but if you stick Kane in there as well, then there's four. But I think he's fourth on my list. I would have Fernandes up. You've seen Fernandes today, a penalty and a fluky assist. He's 12 points. That is Fernandes all over. And then you've got Gundogan, who is the form player in the Premier League right now. Okay, nothing today. I get that. But he's playing false nine at some points today. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Was, yeah.
Now, my only concern about Gundogan is, as you say, rotation, of course. If depending on how that first leg goes against Mönchengladbach, if they smash Mönchengladbach 4-5-0, then probably he gets rested for the second leg. I don't know. So be keeping an eye on that. But do they take their foot off the pedal a little bit, as they have been known to do a little bit this season? Do they go one or two up and then just go, right, we're going to conserve our energy now, and they don't go for the big haul? That's a bit of a concern for me around Gundogan. I also like Dominic Calvert-Lewin. I think the fixtures for DCL look absolutely sensational. And okay, he's been injured and Everton have been out of form, so that's a bit of a concern for me too. So Gundogan and DCL, they're on my list. They're above Kane, but they're not above Bruno. Bruno's in form, got a couple of nice fixtures, both away from home where they play best. They are at their best away from home. So is he. I know one is Chelsea. I know it's Stamford Bridge, but he's a big game player. And then even if he gets nothing out of that, it's Crystal Palace away. You'd captain him in any game week anyway, for Crystal Palace away.
Who are you convincing here?
So, currently in my bus team, I think, I'll show it in a minute, but I think it might be on Gundogan actually. But I'm between Fernandes and Gundogan, depending on, I've got one eye on that first game against Mönchengladbach. If they go big in that game, then he can afford potentially to rest one or two players in the second leg. And so I need to have a look at that. But I'm very happy to have Dominic Calvert-Lewin. And if he had a gun to my head right now, I'd say Fernandes for triple captain. I really would. But listen, I'm not going to talk anybody out of Kane. He will make me eat my words. I'm absolutely convinced of it.
And can you imagine how happy he'll make me?
I'm sure you'll be absolutely delighted.
And this is the thing for me, is that sometimes you've spent the whole of the last, God knows how many weeks, saying, let's make FPL fun again.
Oh, totally. Yeah, totally.
And for me, yeah, I could play it safe and stick it on Bruno who gets a penalty. But I genuinely do believe that Harry Kane will score in both of these games.
So I'll tell you two players who are not even in my thinking for triple captain if I had it. Salah and Son. Would not consider it.
No, I wouldn't put it on either of them.
Would not consider
it. But I do genuinely, I mean, and without my, as much as I can take my Spurs hat off, I do genuinely think that this conversation would have gone quite differently had those chances that Spurs created today been converted.
Quite possibly. Well, quite possibly. Let's have a look at how my team got on this week. And again, pretty average, guys, I think. Obviously, the Fernandes points Not registering there, but listen, most people have got Fernandez, so I don't think it's going to make that much of a difference.
Have you got Ben White?
If I haven't got Ben White to come, no, I haven't. I have got Dallas, Rafinha captain and Bamford to come, though, on Tuesday night, so I'll look forward to that. If I look at Fantasy Football Fix right now, I've got a score of 53.
Nice.
That is pretty much a grey arrow right there. I'm on 114k, and I'm pretty sure I sat here last week and said I was on 114k. So I'm about as par as it gets, to be honest with you. I'm bitter about that Rafinha captaincy. He deserves something more than just those two bonus points the other night in that game against Wolves. But listen, I'm okay with that as it is. I think come Tuesday, once all said and done, and Dallas and Rafinha, but it's all on Bamford and Rafinha, isn't it? It's if Bamford goes big, it hurts my rank, and if Rafinha does well, he's enough of a differential for me to get a bit of a boost. So let's see. Duncan Crawford, thank you for the super chat, Duncan. He's saying, us slackers are with you, Sam. Hashtag Team Kane.
Yeah, I know they are. and I fear that I've got a lot of them.
You fear that you're leading them all down the wrong path?
But it's the one thing of all of my chips.
You've been wanting to do it for weeks.
It's the one thing. Absolutely. I feel really, I've got a real conviction to do. With the bench boost, I keep bottling it because I'm not convinced it's the right moment. But this, it feels like the right moment.
Yeah, all right. Well, so listen, I'm the same as you this week. I benched Diaz. There is lesson learned. Whoever Man City are playing, wherever they're playing, just play them.
Do you know what you should do? Just ask me what I'm doing. Whoever I've benched, play them.
Just play them. Your bench has been sensational this year, no doubt. I think if your bench had an FPL team, it'd be right up there.
It'd be right up there.
It'd be featured on the show and everything. Elsewhere in my team, nothing much to shout about. The Newcastle goal's annoying because actually for both of us, Shaw is a little bit of a differential.
Yeah.
By all accounts, obviously we were trying to set up the stream, but from what the live chatters are saying here in the live stream, had a good game. Played well again, Shaw, but
only
a one-pointer. So
that's
what are you
no good
do?
To man.
One-pointer?
Did he get booked as well?
Oh, I don't know. Like I said, I took this screenshot at half time when he had 1 point. Might be two.
Got to check that.
Let's see, I'll tell you. Two. There we go.
Oh, well, I was going to say. Point. We got booked as well. That I just
we got a super chat from Mienna Sid Hom. Thank you, Mienna, for the super chat. It's a new name here on the show.
Welcome.
So welcome to FPL family. If you're new around here, make sure you hit that subscribe button. We'd love you to do that. He or she says, what do you think of Martinez triple captain?
No,
not sure about that.
Not without...
Can't play your triple captain chip on a goalkeeper. That feels a bit wrong for me.
And also, I don't think Aston Villa have looked great in the last 2 weeks. I think Martinez kept him in it last week, but against a better attacking side than Brighton,
He
would have conceded.
Play him, no problem, right? But I'm not sure about captain.
But I wouldn't captain or triple captain. There's better options out there.
Not sure about that at all, to be honest with you. So there we go, 53 points to me. Overall rank 114, pretty much where I was this time last week when we started talking to you. Let's see how Rafinha and Bamford get on. It will be that duo that decides whether I get the red or the green arrow this week. I must admit, even when that Rafinha 2 points came in and it doubled to four, I got about 30k.
Did you?
Yeah, Rafinha is that much of a differential.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Because it was the same last week when I bought Shaw in. Shaw is not highly owned and he got the 8 points and my rank went whoosh, like that. So there's my lesson, right? I've got to stop getting the template picks. I've got to start doing something a bit different. That's why I quite liked having a look at Leicester and having a look around the edges of them. But listen, let's see. My team as it stands for double game week 26. This is my first draft as it is.
Just one up top.
Obviously still all to be decided. Lesson learned, Cancelo and Diaz, they will play. Gundogan's going to play as well. Currently has the armband, Gundogan, like I said. There's the three that I fancy. Gundogan, Fernandes and Calvert-Lewin. There's the three that I like. Not going to put the armband anywhere near Son. Could he have a good game? Yes, for sure. But I just don't see you getting in behind Burnley. And the Fulham game is more difficult than it looks on paper, the way that they've improved recently. It's going nowhere near Salah, I'm afraid. It's going nowhere near Salah. And one
but you wouldn't
of the,
sell him, would you?
Or Salah? Not ahead of a double game week, no.
No.
Not ahead of a double game week. But...
And not when you play Sheffield United as part of that
I'm
double.
I'm losing patience with Liverpool. I'm starting to wonder whether they think this season might be gone a little bit.
Well, it is.
To be honest with you. We've got to fight for the top four, right? But it's starting to feel like some of the players might be just... I don't know, their heads might be gone a little
bit. So talk to me about your chip strategy for that this coming week then, because you don't have a triple captain left.
No.
But you do have a bench boost chip. Yeah. Now, this week, I think, will be a ridiculous week for chips. Most managers have held a chip for this point of the season.
Yeah.
Not playing it?
I probably will if Grealish is not available for that Villa game against Leeds.
Okay.
If Grealish is out of that Leeds against Villa game, I fancy Leeds in that game. And therefore, I'd probably want Bamford and Dallas to play. I don't feel like there's going to be much from McCarthy. Antonio, yeah, sure, he could be part of my bench boost if he wants. The reasoning behind that is because if I look throughout the rest of the FPL game weeks that we've got to go, I don't think there's going to be a better time to play it than this week. I don't think so. But I'll have to have a look at the team. But so it could be bench boostables. This, let's see, my transfers that I'm considering. I was considering Robertson out to Target from Aston Villa. So I could go for an Aston Villa defender, mainly to get somebody in my team for 29.
Yeah.
And then I could upgrade Rafinha to Madison. That's what I was looking at. No, I do that for a -4. That's what I was considering.
You've got one transfer this week.
I've got one transfer this week. So that's what I was considering because I bought in Rafinha this week. So Rafinha could go straight out again as I upside chase, if you like, amongst those kind of cheaper midfielders and bring in a Madison or a Barnes. Now, with Madison going off, that changes my thinking slightly.
Yeah.
And with the Aston Villa performance as it was today, without cash, without Grealish, again changes my thinking on target. So before, that's why that Villa-Leicester game, when I watched it today, that's why I watched it quite so intently, because I was all about target in Madison.
Yeah.
And then after that game, I was like, actually, maybe not. Doesn't give me any more confidence about keeping Robertson, by the way. If the right defender comes along, I'd be very happy to sell him, I think. But outside of that, I don't think, I can't see an obvious transfer. Maybe a Harvey Barnes comes in for Rafinha or something like that, but it's going to be tricky. So this, it will change, guys, I'm sure. It could be bench boostable as well, looking at some of those Leeds players in particular. And yeah, right now, captain, bus captain is Gundogan right now. It's Gundogan.
Didn't go well the last time we captained Gundogan.
Last time I captained Gundogan, he got two goals and assists. He did all right.
But the time before, it failed miserable.
Yeah, so he's got a mixed, let's say a mixed bag. But the last time I captained him, he only played 50 minutes of a double game week and he smashed it. So, and again today, was involved, getting in around it. I'll be looking at that first Champions League game.
Yeah.
If he doesn't play in that game, maybe I'll captain him. Or if he gets a bit of a rest and they smash Mönchengladbach, maybe I don't know. I don't
When's
know.
When's that, Tuesday?
It's Tuesday, Wednesday this week, I think they play. Yeah.
Probably Wednesday, actually, because they've only just played.
Tuesday, Wednesday. I don't know. But that's my thoughts, guys. That's what I'm thinking. Dominic Calvert-Lewin up front on his own, the lone ranger up there. But I think he's a good pick. Saints at home, West Brom away. Nice fixtures for DCL.
I don't think he's a bad pick. No,
nice fixtures. I don't have any designs right now to get Harry Kane in. So, if Harry Kane...
the banter that's going to go on in this house next week.
So, if you go into next game week with Harry Kane triple captain,
which
and I don't
happening.
Have him at all, and he goes off, it is the season is done for FPL Family, as far as I'm concerned. That is, get that wooden spoon engraved with my name on it. It's done. So, there's another reason you might want to triple captain Kane, because you'd effectively kill me off. I'll be done.
I'm literally just waiting. All I'm waiting for is to make sure that we don't do anything stupid like play him against Wolfsburg and get him injured before I hit the button.
Yeah. Aaron Chen, thank you, Aaron, for the super chat. He's still awake, Aaron.
He's up for the day now.
He says, if Madison is injured, and that's a big if, we need to have a look at
we
how
do,
badly...
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
this is hip, I think, if I read that correctly on The Athletic. I think if he's injured, Madison to Rashford. How do you feel about that? Is that the Man United fan in Aaron coming out there? Rashford had a good game tonight, Bob.
No, Rashford had a good game tonight. No, I don't think that's a bad. I don't think that's a bad move at all.
But I really fancy Madison for the double though, so I would be absolutely looking and waiting on that news.
Yeah,
I'll be waiting on that news. But if he's injured and he's going to miss one or both of those games, then yeah, why not? Then why not have a look at that? But there we go. So those are our teams. That's how we're looking, guys. Well done this game week. Well done for navigating yet another double game week, and we have another double game week coming up in 26. And Sam, in case you've been living under a rock, 27 is also a double game week for Manchester City.
Man, I can't cope with all
it
this.
It is insane. It is insane.
I might have to go for a lie down under a rock or something.
And then in a couple of game weeks, we've got 29, which is just a few teams playing, which will be even more difficult to navigate. So
that's easier. That's easier.
It is not getting any easier this season in FPL. It is a tough...
And then the season's
tough
over.
Tough season, no doubt about it. And as people were suggesting in our Patreon Slack over the weekend, yeah, if in a few weeks the league is done, the relegation's done, it's going to get even more bonkers, is my suggestion. So... all you can do is follow us on all of these socials here. Hope and pray that you pick the right players. Quick shout out to Rohit. Thank you, Rohit, for the super chat. Is Diagne an option with the relegation surge soon? So West Brom's Diagne played pretty well. Second for XG underachievers, as I mentioned before. Should have scored against Burnley this weekend. Could they escape West Brom? Could Allardyce pull it off?
They could.
Possibly.
Who knows? Of all of them... They and Fulham are giving it the best shot.
They look all right, don't they? They look all right. They're double game week. Brighton at home, Everton at home, then before a game against Newcastle at home, and then Crystal Palace away. So they've got to play some of their fellow basement dwellers in that run. So if they're going to pick up points and get out of relegation, maybe now is the time for a short-term punt, Rohith, I would say. Short-term
nice and
punt.
Cheap.
Very cheap, very differential, no doubt about it. There we go, guys. You can follow all of our socials on the left-hand side there, at FPL Family, Twitter, Instagram. Search for FPL Family on Facebook as well. Thank you to the podcast listeners, if we didn't say it enough earlier. Thank you, podcast listeners, for listening to the podcast on Deezer, Spotify, Apple Music, Acast, wherever you listen to your podcast. Tell us about shows and podcasts this week, official stuff.
Oh, I'm taking my reprobates to the FPL show this week.
You're the FPL show this week. With Spurs losing and your FPL team having a shocker.
The worst game week I've had in years. Yeah. And I'll take my...
Damn.
Let's not forget that Ben White's going on a riot tomorrow.
Ben White is going to be all right on the night.
So I'm taking my beloveds off to the FPL show on Thursday evening so you can catch me there.
Wow. Expect some grief.
That's all I'll get.
Who are you on with?
David Monday. He won't give me any grief.
He'll be fine. No, he's not. He's a gentleman, is David. He's a gentleman. James Richardson, on the other hand.
There'll be puns galore coming out, won't there? So you catch me there. I think that's it. There'll be a Scout of the Game Week this week as usual. You'll be able to catch us on FF Scout video this week. I think we are doing a wildcard pick because lots of wildcards active this week.
Yes.
So I think we're going to do some wildcard picks before we return to the points prediction the week after.
I feel like we haven't done a Lee versus Sam on Scout for ages.
Yeah, they're coming back next week. But this game with the massive double... kind of makes sense to do a wild card pick.
Best so picks for the double.
We'll be back after that.
Well, there we go, guys. Thanks for joining us here on FPL Family for another bumper double game week. We'll see you this time next week when I frankly haven't got a clue what game week we'll be in or where we'll be, what will be going on.
All I'll know is I'll have a little white captain.
You'll have the triple captain active
next
on Kane.
Next to that handsome man that is Harry Kane.
That seems nailed on. That seems locked in. Is that locked in?
As soon as the Wolves game's over and Mourinho says... Wolfsburg game. And Mourinho
literally asked you that question 10 minutes ago and you said, I'm thinking about it. Now it's locked.
No, it was always locked. I said that before. The only reason I haven't hit it is because we've got Wolfsburg. We'll get through the Wolfsburg game when you shouldn't play him and we're already through, aren't we? And then I'll go, here you go, Kane. Ding.
There we go. Kane, triple captain, possibly a bench boost for me. Get on our socials. We will tell you what we're doing throughout the week. Leave us a like before you go, guys, and make sure you hit that subscribe button. If you're new to the channel, and make sure that you click that little notify bell as well so that you know when we come online or when we upload a new video. Well done in game week 25. We'll see you this time next week. Until then, green arrows.
Bye, guys.